So we've been talking about all the players that have been added around the league, right? And it's starting to, now it's starting to trickle down a little bit. Trevion Graham was with the Hornets, is now a free agent. He gives us a couple minutes here. What is it like right now? Is you're a guy who's on the cusp of, you know, really breaking into the league. Last year, you got, what, about 17 minutes a game with the Hornets. So you have expectations. You're certainly going to be on a roster. Tell us what it's like when, you know, you're waiting for a lot of the big guys to come off the board. This is kind of a long process, right? You got to.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think you're going to have to wait?
I'm going to wait as long as it takes to find the right situation. I talked to a lot of teams already that's interested. It's just they got to find certain players they're looking for, and once they sign those guys, it trickles down to me, and it just comes down to me finding the right team for myself and, you know, right situation.
How much is it finding a team that you want to be with or a fit for you? How much of the process is that, and how much of it is it's strictly wherever I get the best?
Want a job?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you always want a job, so you know you're not just turning down everything. But out of the situation that I am presented with, just finding the right one for me, and you know, and go from there.
And you're not going back to Charlotte? Is that door closed?
It's not closed. Like I said, we also talked to them as well, and just trying to, you know, find the best fit. Like I said, they have. They drafted him a great draft class, and we decided not to pick up my contract. But like I said, for future references, we might, you know, do something later on.
Trey Graham was with the Hornets 2 years in to the league, free agent, looking for a gig. As said, he's talking to several teams. I want to ask you about the Hornets, just your impression from the outside now. What do you think of Tony Parker going to the Hornets?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
Why? I was a Spurs fan growing up anyway, so I've been watching him since I was a little kid. So, you know, it would have been great to play with him, you know, stayed in Charlotte and played with him. But, you know, I know he's going to do great things there, just like he did with the Spurs. So I think it's a great move.
You want to tell him what Malik Monk said to you guys when he found out?
Oh, he just had no idea. So we were trying to interview him and said, like, what's it going to be like to play with Tony Parker? And he just had to, like, look around, like, is this true? Are you guys really asking me this question?
He was really fired up.
Very excited, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool for you younger guys. You know, I think sometimes we forget that, you know, you guys are basketball fans too, and Tony Parker is, you know, an idol of a lot of young guys.
One of the best point guards ever to play the game. So for anybody to be able to play with him and learn from him would be great. So I know it's going to be great for the young guys that's at Charlotte, you know, to learn from him.
So on Adam's question about, you know, finding that right team, when you're looking for a job, are you also cool with, hey, you know what, if it means playing time, if I have to go to a team that may not be expected to win 40 games, you know, like the Cavs. Right now, people are like, oh, who wants to play for the Cavs? I actually think the Cavs would kind of be an attractive situation. You're going to get PT.
Yeah, they got a real young team, definitely with LeBron leaving. So they have a real young team. They have a lot of spots for a lot of people to show what they can do. And it's not, like I said, I don't think they're going to take a big jump backwards when it comes to, like, winning games. I think they still have great, you know, pieces around them. So I think that's a great, you know, opportunity as well.
This is a weird one. You went to VCU, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, recruited a player, but not, you know,
not
being
highly
coveted by Kentucky or UCLA.
Yeah.
Does that give you any advantage as you're working your way up versus some guys who were blue bloods? Like, maybe they, I'm not saying they got it too easy, but you had to work your way, you know, get to that mid-major level. I wonder if the attitude's a little bit different, because I would think some of these guys who went to UCLA, Kentucky, some of the big programs, they must get out here and they're like, wait, I don't just have a spot waiting for me?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
I just think, as I said, even going to VCU, you have to work as soon as you get in, still you step on the court. So I've been working ever since, you know, I stepped on a college court. And like I said, coming from a mid-major school, a lot of people might not know me. So when I get on the court, I just have to show, you know, what I can do and all the things I can do. So I just feel like I work a lot harder just to prove that I belong.
You held a workout the other day right here in Vegas?
Today.
It was today?
It was today,
I thought it was the other day.
It was this
morning. So today, what is that? I guess, what is that process like where you're like, I'm going to have a workout, I'm going to have guys out? How nervous is it to be out there and just kind of like having all these people watch you just kind of play?
It's basketball at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I do it every day, and that's something I love. It's like once I start playing, I'm kind of in the tunnel vision. I don't really realize, you know, who's in the gym and who's watching. I'm just playing my game and doing what I have to do.
You've kind of got into that category that people like to say 3-and-D wing. You play D, you shoot the three. It's a good thing to have, but it's almost like I don't fall into a category. Would you rather kind of push back and say don't put me into this big category, I can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, like I said, my first couple years in the league, that's what I was, though. That's my role, was a 3D guy. And then I just, like I said, as time went on, I did more and more as they let me get comfortable with my game. So I think it just goes with confidence and getting more playing time so people can see what you can do. So right now I might be, you know, categorized as a 3D guy, but I feel like if I, you know, have opportunity to prove and show myself, I can get out of that category.
Yeah.
We're up against it. We got you a little late. Sorry.
Yeah, it's good.
We'll give you more time next time. Definitely let's hook up again, see where you land. We appreciate a couple minutes. It was Trevion Graham, who's a free agent, just fresh off a couple-year stint with the Hornets.